It is good to praise the Lord and to make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. It is good to praise the Lord, yes, yes, your love in the morning. Is that what time it is? Your faithfulness at night. Sometimes I wonder when sleep evades me and I lie awake at night, or when my bladder wakes me for the fourth time. Is that what the Lord's faithfulness looks like? My gnarled fingers can no longer pluck the strings like I used to when I was young. I hear the sweetness of the chorus singing, but sometimes more from memory, my ears aren't what they once were. Yes, it is good to praise the Lord, but it's hard to get up in the morning. I creak out of bed, propelled by force of habits, and kneel to say my prayers as I begin the day. For you make me glad, Lord. I sing for what your deeds have done. I've known your deeds since I was a boy. Simeon, my father would say, it's the Lord God himself who rescued our ancestors from slavery in Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. I know, Lord, you raised up David, a man after your own heart, to rule your people, Israel. I know you sent fire from heaven to burn Elijah's sacrifice and show that we should choose to serve and worship you, the true and living God. Even when our ancestors rebelled against you and were cast out of the land, you brought us back. You sent the prophet Isaiah to proclaim your message of comfort, that our sins had been paid for and that one day you would come. One day a new king would sit on David's throne. You promised that one day you would come to save us and make us a light to the nations. All this I've known since I was a boy. The story of your people, my story. How many years has it been since you came to me? Was it in a dream? Was it in a prayer? I don't remember anymore. You showed me I would not die before I saw your Messiah, the promised King. It's so long ago, I've almost forgotten. I still hope, but it's hard. What reason do I have to hope? I remember the tramp of Roman soldiers in the streets of the holy city. That sound was the end of our independence, our freedom, such as it was. No child should have to witness that bloodshed. The snake Herod is not much better. He rebuilt the temple, but we all know the gods he worships are profit and his own power. How can the Messiah come when he's on the throne? And yet you've promised, so I wait in hope. What is a life spent waiting? That hope has sustained me. When my son Benjamin died, I did not forget your promise. One day the Messiah will come and he will wipe away our tears. You're with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. We're squeezed dry by Herod's taxes, but when Messiah comes, he will bring your justice. Hope has kept me going. Help me persevere, even through suffering, maybe especially through suffering. It will come. I've had my fair share. But hope says our suffering is not the end. I found success in my shop for a few years there. Maybe it was harder to hope then when we did not want for anything. Those years of prosperity, though, do not stop the march of time. I feel my age, my joints ache, food has lost its taste, the world has slowed down, or at least I have, and it's running along without me. But still I hope. Miriam, my granddaughter, give some food to that beggar. The Lord sees how we care for the poor. Be honest in your dealings, I tell my son Jacob. Herod's taxmen may be corrupt, but that is not our way. The Messiah will come. Truth and justice will prevail. Keep reading the scriptures. Hide them in your heart. They will feed your soul and guide your way in the mess and confusion of this world. There are not so many moments for me to act these days. I mean, what can an old man do? I take what opportunities I can to remind my son and his family of the Lord's promises. And I pray. Oh, there is so many things to pray for. Sometimes I think my body has slowed down so that I can attend to the needs of the world in prayer. God knows I can't make much difference anymore, but He can. So I pray. I pray for my family. I pray for peace. I pray for justice. I pray for healing. I pray for the Messiah to come. Sometimes, just sometimes, I sense that the Spirit of the Lord is near. Just like it was when I was young and He showed me I would see Messiah before I died. It's a sense, deep sense of love. I know that I'm held, I'm safe, just like I used to be in my father's arms as a boy. Sometimes I feel that my heart would break with sorrow, the sorrow that comes from looking on a broken world with love. Sometimes my heart would leap for joy as I sing the Psalms, a moment where I'd catch a glimpse of the beauty of the one to whom we sing. Somehow, even in the aches and pains of my body, the pain of sorrow in my heart, my worries about my grandson who's gone to a far country, I find there's a peace. Often it's through prayer that I sense the peace. He invites me to enter into it, to receive it, to rest in it, because I can give my burdens to Him. It's fragile, like a candle flame. I so often miss it in the turmoil and chaos of my heart, but it's always there. He's always there if I attend to Him. Today, something says to me, I cannot stay beside my bed. I must go to the temple. It's one of the nice things about getting older. There are less demands on your time, although everything does take so much longer. I guess that's one of the temptations of aging, to choose comfort and ease. It's funny, David was a youth when he was anointed. Samuel was a boy when God called him. But Moses was 80 when God called him to lead the people of Israel out of slavery to freedom. Abraham was 100 and Sarah 90 when the child of promise was born. The Lord seems to like to use older folk just as much as the young. Anyway, that can wait. I must get to the temple. Oh, here at last. Oh, those steps are a mountain for these old legs. What's this? There's a young couple with a baby. Could it be? My heart begins to beat. My feet carry me to them after all these years of waiting. What would they think of this strange old man so eager to see their child? Could this be the one that we've hoped for? His mother places him in my arms. I'm overwhelmed by the presence. Here he is in this child. It is good to praise the Lord. My old heart bursts with joy. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. My eyes, These watery old eyes have seen your salvation, O God. And that is enough. I can go in peace. He's the one who will bring in your kingdom. He's the light. In seeing him, I suddenly catch a glimpse of the truth. The curtain is pulled back. The light and glory of God shine through this little one. But he hangs on a tree, suspended between heaven and earth. Our leaders reject and mock him. They stand just as exposed as this figure on the cross. His arms are outstretched to embrace the whole world in his love, reconciling us to God, bleeding for his enemies, God's love flowing from his veins, dying for you and for me. And this Mary watching, his young mother right before me now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. She stares at me. Oh, my heart, can she know who this child is that she has born? It's too wonderful for me. What sorrow for the hope of the world. Look, there comes my friend, my dear friend Anna. She is even more ancient than I. She was already a young woman when the Romans came. I remember her beauty and her grief. Her husband perished in the chaos that seemed to my young eyes the perfection of spring. But I saw a sadness grow as the years went by and still they had no child. And then her husband was taken. She was left alone and vulnerable in a violent world. Such sorrow can swallow a person up so that they only live in the shadows. She was crushed. I can't remember whether it was months or years, but slowly she emerged. The joy of the Lord is my strength, I remember her saying. The Lord is my strength and my refuge, my ever-present help in times of trouble. Did not the prophet Isaiah say, "Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of she who has a husband, says the Lord. Do not be afraid. You'll not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You'll not be humiliated. You'll forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood, for your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel, he is your Redeemer. Tears have been my food day and night, but my soul thirsts for God, for the living God." And so she came to the temple, and she's been here ever since. I marvel at her fasting and prayer. She's so much to teach me about what it is to walk with the Lord. I've often sought her wisdom and counsel, and always she's directed me to just the scripture that was needed. Truly, God has sustained her all these years. You know, Moses said, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And he could have been talking about Anna. She carries her sorrow, but I dare say that she has been more blessed than the richest merchant because she has met with God day and night in worship. Here she is. Here she comes. I can see the joy in her eyes. She too has seen God's salvation in this child. She is praising God as my heart praises. It is good to praise the Lord. You make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They'll stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock." Off she goes. She's almost skipping like a giddy schoolgirl. My eyes have seen God's salvation. The Messiah, he's here. Weren't you here? He's come. God's redemption has come. She cannot keep silent. The joy of meeting our hope just bubbles out of her. She's got to tell all who will hear. It's only right. Who can keep this good news to themselves? The baby begins to cry. He must be hungry, carrying the weight of the world. They bid farewell. Yes, the sovereign Lord is good. His promises are true. Even in this little one, I've glimpsed his salvation, his rescue of all the nations, the reconciliation of all things. Even a glimpse is enough. I can depart in peace. It's his peace. I wonder about others, the generations to follow. God's promises are true. Will their eyes see God's salvation in this one? Will they wait with hope, even to old age, like me? Will they go in peace, as I now can? Like my sister Anna, will they speak of the hope of this child to all who long for justice and the renewal of all things?